Good afternoon. My name is Nancy Krieger. I'm chair of the Spirit of 1848 Caucus, and I'm delighted to welcome you to our 10th integrative session and honored to be introducing this afternoon's session on power, politics, and healthy communities in societal and ecologic contexts, from history and evidence to transformative knowledge for action. Before introducing the speakers, let me give you first a little background about the session and our Spirit of 1848 Caucus. The purpose of our integrative session is literally to integrate the three themes of our caucus, which concern the inextricable links between social justice and public health in relation to, first, the politics of public health data, second, the social history of public health, and third, progressive pedagogy. These themes are evident in the lineup of our Spirit of 1848 sessions, which for this conference all focus critically on sharpening what it is we mean by and our understanding of the obstacles we need to overcome and the steps we need to take to improve, quote-unquote, community health for the overall APHA healthy community theme. After all, who wouldn't want to have healthy communities? But clearly, something is amiss given the obvious facts of gross inequities in the health of communities both within and across the U.S. and within and across countries worldwide. And not surprisingly, the possibility of living a healthy and dignified life is sorely crimped among those communities who are impoverished by unjust economic systems and the societal and ecologic damage that they cause, who bear the brunt of the burden of discrimination and the denial of dignity, and who all too often are scapegoated and treated as if their problems are solely of their own making rather than the unsurprising outcome of politics and policies fought for and fought for hard by those with the power and resources with the objective of maintaining and enhancing their privileges. And equally obvious is that when exploited and oppressed communities have organized to fight for their rights, dignity and livelihood and community well-being, the picture can change. Hence, our Spirit of 1848 sessions, with our name intended to be a reminder of our histories, including our advances and setbacks as we fight for social justice and public health in the here and now, inspired by the ferment of the 1840s, arising from that era's working class movement, abolition movement, women's suffrage movement, challenges to imperial rule, and revolutions across Europe. One's often likened in recent commentaries to the multiple and successive uprisings of this year's Arab Spring, and now is reflected in what's going on with the Occupy Wall Street and Occupy Everywhere and wherever that is breaking out now in this country and also elsewhere around the world. Speaking of spirit, last evening we were happy to co-sponsor the first ever Praxis World Party, which lived up to its promise to deliver the best beats from around the world. And we began this morning with a session on critical histories of community health centers, followed by the discussion we just had on discrimination, health and politics, public health data, new evidence, and broad perspectives. Tomorrow morning will be our session on a social justice perspective on teaching and capacity building to promote the health of communities, followed by our student poster session on social justice and public health, which is intended to showcase and encourage the work of our next generation of public health workers. In the afternoon, we're co-sponsoring the P.L.M. Parsons Memorial Session, as we do each and every year, with this year's topic being, Can Public Health Prevail on Medicare, Social Programs, and Reproductive Rights? And in the evening, from 6:30 to 8, we have our Spirit of 1848 Caucus Business Meeting in this convention center in room 141, where we plan our sessions for the next year, and we invite you to attend. We've also been co-sponsors for three other specific sessions for this APHA meeting, one on Sunday, which honored Jack Geiger, two on health equity, and tomorrow evening, we also will, as usual, co-sponsor the annual Health Activist Dance Party that's organized by the Occupational Health and Safety Section. In keeping with the APHA policy, there are no relationships to disclose for either myself or any of the speakers regarding our participation in today's session, given that this is meant to be about, of course, economic relationships. And finally, I do have one plug before I introduce our wonderful and spirited panel of speakers, which is to keep folk in touch throughout the year. We encourage you to sign in. There are booklets in the back and also possibly being circulated around the room to get on the 1848 listserv. This is an email listserv dedicated to postings that make explicit connections between issues of social justice and public health, and probably a number of you here do already subscribe. The information on how to subscribe if you don't already, and also how to change your subscription if you do, since sometimes people ask about this as well, is shown on this slide, and we also have available at the back of the room again, these booklets where you can sign in, and they're now being circulated, to become part of our listserv. Please also encourage your colleagues and any other folk that you know are interested in links between social justice and public health to subscribe, because it's only by making these kinds of connections and educating ourselves and each other about them that we can make a difference. So that brings me to our session today, whose purpose is to provide critical examination of issues of social justice and public health as they pertain to the conditions from global to local that enable healthy communities to flourish versus those which block their conditions. And we are truly fortunate to have with us three longstanding and inspiring critical advocates for social justice and public health. With us today are first Dr. Nicholas Freudenberg, Distinguished Professor of Public Health at the City University in New York, School of Public Health at Hunter College in New York City, who will link historical and current themes in his talk provocatively titled Impact of Corporations on Community Health, Disease Promotion and Its Remedies. Second, Dr. Robert Bullard, who has now actually just told me he's changed his affiliation, and he will describe it more accurately, but he's now Dean of the School of Social Policy in Houston, Texas, and I don't have the full name right, but he was before this the Edwin S. Ware Distinguished Professor of Sociology and Director of the Environmental Justice Resource Center at Clark Atlanta University, and he will address, among other things, the politics of public health data in his talk on Growing Smarter, Achieving Health, Sustainable Communities Through Environmental Justice. Third, we have with us today almost Dr. Barbara Ferrer, who is the director of the Boston Public Health Commission and who from 2004 to 2007 served as a high school principal in Boston Public Schools, and in her presentation has worked on the theme of progressive pedagogy in the community is her talk on taking action to build health equity. However, Barbara is a very responsible public health professional, and she emailed me at 6 this morning to say she was coming down with a very high fever. She was going to see her physician. She was not going to spread germs on the plane, plus she didn't think she'd be allowed to travel. And so we're very fortunate instead that one of her colleagues, Daisy De La Rosa, will be able to give her presentation instead, which was all prepared, notes, slides, and everything. And Daisy De La Rosa is the project director at the Boston Public Health Commission for the Community Putting Prevention to Work program. And so she'll be sharing Barbara's thoughts and we'll be able to still have interaction. So I do think that this is important because often what happens is people go to work when they're sick because they can't afford not to. And it's great that Barbara was able to just go to the doctor today and get the health care that she needs. So then we will have 25 minutes for a question and answer period intended to provide space for spirited exchange, so to speak, of insights and ideas so as to spark the next steps that we can take after APHA to make a difference in improving the health of communities by linking issues of social justice and public health. So on that note, let's begin.